It's 9:50. You might call it flower power. At the U.S. Botanic Garden this week, there's a flower with a fragrance that's so objectionable, it's been described as the corpse flower. Joining us live is WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Mike, what is this thing?
It is a very rare tropical plant from Sumatra that when it flowers, which is very rare, these things often flower only once every 10 or 20 years, the flowers are kind of insignificant. They're hidden down inside a sheath, but it is so massive, it has the biggest, what they call flowering inflorescence in the plant world, which is the part that holds the flowers. A corollary on our shores would be the wild mullein you see at the roadsides with the big spike up the center with the yellow flowers. This is a similar plant, but all the flowers are hung down low, and they stink like rotting flesh because they're pollinated by flies. And, of course, that's, you know, it's like Willie Sutton. That's where the money is, in the rotting flesh for the flies. So they go down there, and they do all their pollinating work. And it has a gross factor of around 98.6.
It is
right up there with the grossest things on the planet, which means children absolutely love it.
Does it stink all the time or only when it blooms?
It only stinks when it blooms. It stinks worse at night. No comments, please. and it stinks when the heat is high. Interestingly enough, and I know no other plant that does this, it actually generates its own heat. It's physically warm to the touch down there when the flowers are open. And that warmth spreads the smell further through traditionally the rainforest to bring in more flies, more pollination, which means, you know, a decade or so later, it can go through the same cycle again. But this is very rare. There's only a couple botanic gardens in the world that have these things. And the last time we had one that actually bloomed was back in 2007. So it's kind of like the cicadas of the plant world.
Well, that is disgusting, but I'm glad we get a chance to see it. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.